Women of all my children will make your day.
Fantastic!
Erica makes your day every day on all my children.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Bam-a-da-bam-bam-bam-ba-da-ba-ba. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show for Thursday. We are absolutely loaded with stuff for you today. We have church scams. We have sports make you cry. We have my buddy up in Maine. My friend. Yes.
I don't see you on the full screen when we roll the show open, but I do see a little preview window. And sometimes the little tape I run before the show, I watch to see if you react. And I really thought I'd get a reaction today on the Erica Kane, All My Children, Ernie Anderson video.
If you didn't get a reaction, I was probably thinking, I always think about I'm kind of coming up with what I'm going to do at the very front of the show. But I will tell you, if you need validation on that, I will tell you I loved it. As a matter of fact, if I can even add more to it, keep them coming.
I've been searching
because
them
that's
out.
Fun. That's fun. The one you'll get a negative reaction on will be Paul.
Yeah, but he comes up in the rotation sometimes. You can't help it.
I don't want a rotation. I want new.
It's like salted caramel. Paul is the salt that makes the caramel taste better.
Yes. Rob, I'm going to need you, hopefully, for one last time to leave and come back.
And then we'll talk about your exciting news.
But thank you.
Mike, if we're talking pre-show, I got to ask you about the countdown.
Yes.
During the countdown, do you go in and unmute your mic in StreamYard?
I mute my mic and then I unmute it. Yes.
All right. Yes. Do not unmute it in StreamYard.
You mean just leave what you have up there in StreamYard?
Yes, don't touch StreamYard. What happens is during the countdown, I'll be sitting here and suddenly I hear you drinking your drink or tapping on your desk as you're prepping.
Right.
And then I look and say, you've unmuted yourself.
Okay.
Where it is scheduled to unmute your mic as soon as the countdown ends.
So I don't have to do anything.
You don't have to touch that at all.
I'll just leave everything open.
Leave it all open.
All right. Now you can't tell me if you can hear me now. You can't hear me now, right?
I can hear you.
You can hear me.
Yes, I can. Now I cannot. Now I cannot hear you.
Okay. Now you can hear me.
Yes.
All right. I had the buttons wrong. That's the problem.
That would do it also. Yes.
That was the problem.
Yeah. So the physical mute button wasn't working as well.
See, we're always learning. And when Rob comes back, we're going to discuss the new thing he's getting. And let's see. It looks good. So here's the story. Rob.
Yes.
You have decided that after many years.
Yes.
You are saying goodbye to one provider and switching over to another provider. What can you tell me about your new provider? Are they providing anything exciting and new? Or did you even ask?
I did, as a matter of fact. And I will tell you this, is that I hate change. But yesterday...
Well, that's why you lied about the availability of another provider
for years. Yeah, you told me Fios was not available in your neighborhood.
When I checked it when we did, it was not available. They told me it was not available. That's what I went by. But...
Hold on. Wait a minute. I've got a comment for that.
Okay.
Wait a
minute.
Now, Rob, I do think part of you yesterday, as you and I spoke yesterday afternoon...
Yeah.
Recording Hicks Nick,
I believe... is a lie.
I gotta go way too deep into my soundboards to find her.
Well, because we don't lie, that's why.
But I believe, Rob, you are so hesitant to change that you even do not believe that Verizon's going to give you the numbers that they promise.
No, I don't. I don't. But like, you know what?
Is it just change? Is it your parsimonious nature of anything that will have you spend money?
It has nothing to do with that. It's much cheaper. But
then what is your hesitation?
For a long time, I thought I would lose my original email account, but I won't. So that's something in its favor. And I just wanted, there's a certain value to staying with a company, especially like a tech company for a long time.
What
where
is
you
it?
Can
no,
say,
there isn't.
Well, no, there is.
What
I,
is
I
it?
Know this from
I'm
my years
what
and
it
years.
Is.
They will honor you if you threaten to leave much more.
Well, that's financial. Oh, that's if you're trying to get a deal.
That's the problem is you would think, and it used to be, I could call up T-Mobile or whatever and say, hey, right. I've been with you for 25 years, and they would care.
Yeah,
they don't anymore.
DirecTV stopped. I guess you're right. It's not as big of a deal anymore, but it used to be my ultimate chip with DirecTV. I got everything I wanted from them.
Do we ever have any discussions about how much of a hit they took when they got rid of the NFL? They must have been eviscerated.
It has to be a disaster. Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah, I would think so. But they did, at the same time, they made the transition where you don't need a satellite dish anymore. You just need an internet connection.
Okay. So
I think that's been a boost for them.
Like a streaming service.
And I never know with the NFL Sunday Ticket if it's really a moneymaker or if it's a status thing.
Okay.
Because they put up billions to get that license.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a push. That's like kind of being a bar owner on a Friday night when you'd be balls to the wall and everybody go, you must be making a fortune. And, you know, they don't know the other 7 days, the other 6 days of the week that you have to deal with.
It's like we had a Home Depot in Annapolis and then they opened up another one across the street just because a big empty building opened up and they didn't want Lowe's to move in.
Yep, that's
so
it.
it's a competition.
Buying off competition, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But getting back to the ABCs of you and fear of change, mm-hmm. The connectivity you're going to get is going to be upgraded. They tell you, correct?
Oh,
but you don't believe it.
No, I do believe it. It's going to go up by like 25 times. I'll go from 40 up. Now that's up is the speed that really affects this show because that's what brings me to Mike and Josh. And right now, the highest up that Comcast offers, the business level, ultra high level Comcast, is 40 megabits up.
And 40. What is it going to be with the new company?
1,024.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a different world for you.
Yeah.
That's going to change everything. That's mm-hmm. going to be a big deal. It's just it's a process with you, and it always is a process with you as far as your fear of change, you know,
yeah.
Yesterday was a great example of it as we are, you know, dealing with your in and out connectivity and you're showing us pictures of sheet music, you know, and I rolled my eyes and what is wrong with him? It's just, I think perhaps you're, I don't believe in reincarnation, but I think perhaps you were, very, very vibrant in like the 1910s or something like that. You know,
really?
I mean,
you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just you like
I always,
old. You
always
like old
fancied
and
myself.
Stuff.
Fancied myself more of a Ben Franklin type.
Probably.
But that's when I had long hair.
Probably.
So.
You know.
But he was an innovator. I guess he hated. I don't think he hated change, but.
I don't think we. I don't want to make. I want to make it really clear. We didn't really have to put.
The screws?
Rolando Esquire. Hmm. Effort is the issue, Mike.
Yeah. What is okay. That? Thank you, Rolando.
God.
He says he's Rolando Esquire. Do you suppose he's a lawyer?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure he's a great lawyer with a mouthful of bullshit like that.
Sure. Sounds like the doctor thing didn't work out.
Doctor? Am I a doctor?
Esquire. I had something for the. Since I paid attention to the comments today, the super chats, and it was in my brain, mm-hmm. and because I'm 66 now, it is now out
of your
brain.
I think
that really disturbs me.
Where we left off with Rolando the Brilliant was you said you didn't have to put the screws to me yesterday, but ... to get it done. And I think
there have been times when you just don't want to change anything.
Right.
And you won't. There is a stubbornness to you that people don't see
I
on
suppose.
This show that, is there.
Yeah. Like knocking on the neighbor's door.
There it is.
There was
we really become,
to not do that.
You know, yeah, we've gotten a clear picture of what's going on there. And I just really look forward to not having. And by the way, I think Josh would be able to speak to it better than I would. I think that overall, it hasn't been a total disaster, right, Josh? I mean, when we're posting.
What, him working here?
No, connectivity, Rob.
No, if it was a total disaster, I would have gone up to Leesburg.
Okay, all right. Yeah. But I look forward to it. And they're coming out today.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to one thing is the thing that was so pleasing
to
me was how easy it was to cancel Comcast. Because I called them and I said, listen, you know, for the past 8-9 months, I've had your business package.
Did that give you some cause for concern?
What do you mean?
You said it was easy. I mean, were you dreading it or what?
No, no, no. What I'm saying is that I thought I would at least have a little bit of a fight because there would be an early termination fee because, you know, there's a contract. And I said, it's just not doing what I need it to do.
There it is, by the way. That's the key. I just figured out what it was. That's what you were concerned about. That was your biggest concern, the early termination fee.
Well, I just wanted to make sure.
On the scale of everything, how important was that in your mind? Because I really try to get to the ABCs of you and
I'd say it's a seven or so, but the thing is that the show pays for the internet.
Yeah, we would have taken care of that.
I was trying to save money for the show and trying to do that. And also the fact that they sold me a bill of goods that wasn't doing what it was promised pissed me off. So I was talking to this guy, Ali, and he said, what do you do that you need such speed? I said, well, I host several podcasts, and the up speed is key to get the image. He says, oh, my God, and you're only operating on 40? Let me bring up your file. And he says, you've had the truck out to your house four times. We need to cancel this right away.
To go with another company?
Yeah, and I said, I can't get it installed until tomorrow. He says, don't worry, you have 30 days to cancel the other one if you want to come back. But he says, I think you're going to be happy elsewhere. If there's anything we can do, please let us know.
I wish we had Ali to talk to you 2 months ago to tell you about how you need to leave Comcast.
Well, in any case.
Anyway.
Verizon made it not the easiest to get involved when I had like 75 windows open on my computer and I had to keep verifying who I was and who I was and who I was. It was actually easier to cancel than it was to bring on new business. So that's where
thanks for the effort, Rob.
Thank you, Mike, for the understanding.
Understanding of what?
Everything.
What are you talking about? You?
Yes.
You having a crappy connection for 3 years?
It'll be nice on Monday when we finish the show and I click on the upload tab and it doesn't show Josh and Mike done, Rob at 4%.
Exactly.
It'll be nice.
That slow?
Yeah.
Yes. Sometimes the show is late to post because we're waiting on Rob's upload.
It's true. Not every day, but some days. Yeah. So I'm excited. And I'll tell you who's very excited is my son. Because, you know, he's dealing with the speeds, too. So when he does his gaming in the evening, he'll be out of his mind. And I told Carrie, I said, we're going to—go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking, I should have called Robert months ago.
Probably.
And told him, you got to talk to your dad. Here's what we need. Get it done.
My communications online with this can be summed up in a little pantomime.
Okay. Just shaking your head?
Shaking my head. But you know what? The important thing is it's going to get better.
Yeah.
And for those people that have had an issue, we hope that you will let us know as soon as you possibly can about what's coming up. Now, on to another subject, because I am not sure. I think when it comes to a show that will make recommendations to listeners, and as we do, whether it be equipment, whether it be consumer goods, whether it be food, whether it be television programming, I have to say that I perhaps tend to not rein in my exuberance, but I have exuberance about this next chain.
Okay.
And so much so that when I look forward to Chow, and I did not eat anything all day yesterday, and I picked my son up at approximately 2:30. And I know that this is his favorite spot to visit. And once again, I will tell you, it is the same cuisine that I have recommended on this show very, very often. And that, of course, is Mexican food, Tex-Mex style food.
Would you say that your area is, I mean, I know you're way south. You're certainly not in Texas. You're not adjacent to Mexico. But
south of the border, down Mexico. Wait, no, it's not because of the population.
But is it a good hotspot? Do you find hotspot? I didn't mean that. But is it a good location if you're looking for that kind of food?
I don't think so. I think Texas would be much more of a Tex-Mex Mexican food hotspot than Southwest Florida.
Because when I was last there, that gas station burrito we got, the breakfast burrito, was insanely good.
And pretty amazing and known locally because I think we're not alone where you will have a section of a service station or the convenience store inside
right.
The gas station that is carved out for a local food purveyor, like and, kind of like a food truck inside.
And sometimes it's all already planned. Like at Sheetz, they have the MTO, made-to-order counter.
But that's totally
different.
That's
very different.
Yeah, yes. this is just throwing it in the corner. And the place, I remember the name of the place. It's called Taco Vasquez. And it is absolutely the greatest breakfast burrito.
Was he ever on the PGA?
Taco Vasquez was known to have one of the best short games on the PGA Tour. I don't know why that worked. Taco Vasquez. And now we're coming up to 18. Taco Vasquez has about a 13-footer downhill. This is going to be tough to keep near the hole. But anyway,
I remember Jim Nance talking about Taco Vasquez being a credit to his people.
This place, on a similar note, do you have this chain in your area? Because I don't even know if it's national or not, because I never leave Florida anymore. Tijuana Flats, do you have that place up where you are?
Yeah, I'm up here.
In Florida.
I've heard of it. I don't know. I couldn't place you one in Washington, D.C., but I've heard of it.
Let me ask this question. Josh, have you had the pleasure
of visiting? Yes,
many times.
There's one over in this Nocatee section of Northeast Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So Nocatee.
Ah,
okay. Nocatee.
Like
you go in and
planned neighborhoods.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And every woman, gets a little knock.
Sure. Yeah.
You knock boy, a tea.
It's a courtesy, really.
Once I will say, it's one of these golf cart communities where you can drive your golf cart to the Publix and all.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I was driving through there around 11 p.m. at night and watched a golf cart come flying through a light, hit a curb, and the lady fall out into the bushes.
That's Florida,
that's
baby.
Great.
I had to pull over, and I helped her get up into her golf cart and get the wine bottle back into the cup holder.
Oh, my
God. Oh, into the cup holder. That's
watch
good.
Out, lady.
But she did not hit
I
the red ball
it
in
out.
Front of Target.
Rob, I just figured it out.
Okay.
The Super Chats today.
Yeah.
Everyone that sends a Super Chat over the price of $10 will get a customized song about them by created on the spot by yours truly.
You're and giving Rob, that away for $10? That's
$10.
That seems like a bargain.
I'm not trying to. Our prices, we are holding the line.
They're insane.
We are holding the line on our prices. I will. Now, Rob, if you put a music track in back of it,
right,
it'll be even better. But I could do it a cappella as well. It'll be, you know, whether or not you want to do
random karaoke tracks.
Yeah, random karaoke tracks would be fine.
Okay.
You know, and so the first one we will demonstrate when we get our first $10 super chat. That's how that's going to work today. A customized song for you. Now, if you have a funny little name in the chat group, you got to put in there what you want the song to be about. You know, so remember,
this
first
is
one,
like Cameo, but faster. Instant gratification.
Instant gratification. There will be a song. So, getting back to Tijuana Flats.
I've just looked up Tijuana Flats. All over Florida, two in North Carolina, one in Tennessee, a couple in Kentucky, and that's it. So it's a huge Florida presence.
All right, so that is a Florida chain primarily, and I was thinking about the grilled shrimp tacos starting probably at about 10 o'clock in the morning. That's how much I was looking forward to picking my son up.
It's a very nice chain.
It is a very nice
hot sauces.
Oh, they have a whole row. If you like hot sauces, they have a row of hot sauces that go along the
wall. A wall of hot sauce?
Oh, they are spectacular. They are spectacular. And, I just wanted to give them a thumbs up if you get a chance to come down to Florida and try one.
My question for you, Mike, is do you like the spicy?
I don't particularly. I will tell you the great thing is I order my tacos, two of them, two nice big shrimp tacos.
Mm-hmm.
With the only direction I give them, I want everything except the jalapenos, and so they do it sans jalapenos, and they put the and then they side it with a flour tortilla.
Sure.
And then they put a side of corn tortilla chips. And the corn tortilla chips, unlike so many chains, my friends at Iguanamia could learn a few things from
this. Oh, dear.
They season their corn chips. And whiskey. They season their corn chips, and they are fantastic. Absolutely
and
fantastic.
Obviously fresh. I mean, that the corn chips have a very fast decay era where right. if you don't get them in the first 6 hours, you're screwed. But at the
they
first
are
hour, they're
marvelous.
Amazing.
No, it's very good chips. And I go with the flautas.
Now, the flautas, not only do they have the savory, but they have sweet flautas, too. They have a cookie dough flauta if you want to mainline calories and sugar into your body. Into your body.
So that's authentic Mexican food, the cookie flauta.
Right. Well, and while you're there, get a side of the churro fries, which come with a little dipping cup of chocolate.
Oh. Wow.
And
great.
And they give you that with the cookie dough flautas too, and so I walked out of there
when you
wobbling
order
yesterday.
When you order with no jalapenos, the jalapeno peppers, the yes. ones that they would put on, are they the pickled or are they fresh sliced?
I believe they're fresh sliced, but I don't okay. know because I've never had them and I don't like them. Not only do I not like the way they taste because it's just too much heat for me.
Yeah.
I don't like the way they attack my digestive system. I don't care for that.
Yeah, I do not like the pickled jalapenos on stuff. I can sometimes take the fresh, but not the other. So, but you know what? You're right. Too much heat can really ruin something good.
Right, right. And for the chat group, they ask, did the waitress resemble anyone like Gabriela Iglesias? No, the waitress was of Asian extraction and very, very attractive. Which I just note, I
thick
made
accent.
Note of. No, none whatsoever. Just a, God.
And what I like about
such
this
a
place.
Racist.
I didn't say of what. I didn't God. Know if it could be a Mexican accent.
No, it's terrible. This is more of a fast food type, fast casual type place.
Yes,
so
it is.
You just go up to the counter, order, sit down. Don't have to deal with.
Oh, and outside of the loud people having a business meeting in the corner, which is like, I think Bob's going to run the numbers, Jeremy. I still was able to enjoy the chow. And it was just, me and my boy right out of school. And then last night, even though I'm not going to give you a box score every single day, but he had his rec league game last night. And two, count them. Two triples.
Two triples.
But how'd the mound go?
He pitched a scoreless inning.
Oh, great.
And
oh,
they only gave
great.
Him one inning, and he's special. And by the way, it's R is for racist. Chat group making me laugh. It'll make me smile if we get a song request.
That's right.
Before
That's right.
this segment, before our opening segment is coming there. So just remember, custom song for you today. We do it any way we can. We do it any way we can because that's just the way
we're
we
not
roll
happy
on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Until they're not happy.
Getting back to the box score, two triples, legged out a kind of a bad throw to first, ground ball to first, and then I think either a walk or hit by a pitch and a scoreless inning pitched. So that, and really, I have to say, Josh, that the performance at the plate now, when I was a young little leaguer, I have a memory of going into full panic mode when I would get two strikes on me. Yeah. My son, actually changes his batting stance and goes into a kind of a defensive crouch.
That's what you're supposed to do.
And man, oh man, he is unfazed.
Does he have more swagger since that big home run?
Oh, he had swagger coming out of his ass last night. He had a lot of
That's
swagger.
That's a lovely picture.
But the swagger was the fun. I mean, he had fun. He's not arrogant, and he right. didn't try to show up the other team. And we won like 17-6 or something like that. We had a really nice day. But he, he's got some confidence, and he
That's
deserved.
Good.
He's a better hitter than I ever was at this particular. And he was 2 years ago, less than 2 years ago, he was playing minors. And didn't make any contact with the baseball. He didn't make the majors team in the spring of last year because he didn't hit a pitch. They threw four pitches to him, and he whiffed on every one of them.
And so then he got his glasses, and he's much better
now. He got
his
corrective lenses.
Right. And, told Dad to be quiet.
Yeah, shut up, Dad.
And now he can focus.
Yeah, I was told last night that on his turn two team, his travel team, that the coaches instructed the kids not to look at the parents. So I might just not be saying, Michael, which I do on occasion.
Well, encourage Michael to look at another parent then. I mean, if he can't look at you, look at someone else.
Or a mask.
Yeah, Oh, you could, like COVID. Yeah, you could just mask up.
Last night I did a little of the scoreboard help, too. And then it's just so antiquated and so old.
Is that
so
how they
old.
Got to 17?
It's yeah, they only had 3 runs, but I made it 17. That's it.
I love watching, you know, when I occasionally still call a football game. I did one game this year at Tuscarora High School where my kids went.
Right.
And they'll get a so-called referee up in the box that has to figure out how to update the downs and the time on the board, the big scoreboard. And the last guy had no clue what he was doing. He was at least one down behind the whole time.
Do you think that there is a chance, and you were up there in the booth up there at the high school football stadium.
Yeah.
Do you think there is a chance that it's the technology of the scoreboard and not necessarily the guy itself? Because I will tell you, they have a junction box, electrical junction box behind home plate. And it's connected to everything, I guess.
Right.
It's an outlet, basically multiple outlets. And then you plug in the scoreboard mechanism, the controller, which is a giant, like, aluminum box.
Yeah, it looks like something from Doc Brown's office.
Way bigger than it needs to be. And apparently, wirelessly, it sends a signal out to the scoreboard, but I will hit strike one on it.
Yeah.
And like 10 seconds later, the strike shows up. It's that it's that way.
It should be like hardwired.
It's like Fenway. When it happens, the guy has to go find the right number, put it up there.
Oh, that's like where he actually
like the
physically
sign. Exactly.
Puts the
that's
signs
the 10-second delay is to make you feel like you're there.
I am obsessing now. I'm sorry. I am that's obsessing that we have not gotten one super chat request for a song. Am I that
already burned
that
it out?
Undervalued at this particular point? Are we? Unfortunately, this is the problems are multifold.
Yes.
And it is a lack of participation in the chat group. That might be the first thing. The second thing would be I've gone to the well one too many times.
I'll stop you right there. You have not, because every day has been a different treat for the super chat.
That's what I'm thinking. And I've got a little bit of a complex if we go through this entire first break without that happening. So I just wanted to say that I'm a little hurt. My feelings are a little hurt right now. That usually at least the sizzle of the first one. You remember the day when we brought you Jerry Lewis?
Yes.
When it was an overwhelming response.
Yes.
And it might also tell me we need more silly. But I don't know.
The songs are going to be silly. They're not going to be straight ballads. They're silly songs.
No, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So that's it. I'm not going to say anything more. Just a little freaked out by it right now, because that's the way I roll. All right.
That's
super
how much
chat of $10 more you get. That's how much it means to me. So there we go. All right. Thank you, Rolando. I appreciate that.
Cha-ching.
All right. I'm ready for my music.
Mike, do I get to just choose the song?
I suppose I'll have to wing it.
All right. Let's do Be My Baby.
Rolando Esquire. I didn't. You have to start it again. Be My Baby is like the worst selection.
Okay, you said choose something. I'll give you something different.
But you know that choose something means choose it, but if Mike doesn't like it, he's going to complain
that's
to
it.
You.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
This is Can't Smile Without You by Barry Manilow.
My Rolando, quando, Rolando steps up. He loves to support the Mike O'Mara show, and I do love you, Rolando. You are the Mondo. I can't talk and I can't walk. You make me feel strong to do. That's it. I'm done. That's all.
That was great. It was
fantastic.
Thank
you. Thank you very much.
And you know
what?
That was at least $50 worth of music right there.
That was wonderful.
That he got for $20.
So getting back to the scoreboard, I am toying with the idea of, you know, they talk, there are many things you can do. You can donate to the Little League. You can sponsor them with a banner out in center field. But I'm wondering how cheap these scoreboard systems are.
They're not cheap.
They're not cheap. Digital age, haven't they come down in price a little? Can't they be done well? I'm not sure.
Have you ever looked on Temu for a scoreboard?
Well, just checking.
Yeah.
If you look, especially in high schools, as they're building these new stadiums, they're all computer driven, and it's all really easy. It's very similar to how they're doing it in full stadiums now.
Yeah, you got a laptop and you're doing it with a computer.
Do it all there.
And it's Bluetooth essentially, right? Isn't that the way it works?
With the Little League, it's probably Bluetooth, or it's a 2.4 radio, like, proprietary thing.
My joke to one of the moms there, you know, when you realize that you are the older father, and I said, and I looked at her and I said, this scoreboard machine right here, this operation system looks like it was designed during the Carter administration. And she looked at me absolutely deadpan with nothing else. And it was embarrassing for a moment there, you know. We've got another one. All right.
Between 6,000 and 18,000 for a simple baseball Little League scoreboard.
How much?
Between 6,000 and 18,000.
Well, so much for that. That's good. Good luck to them.
For Scoob, we have Memory by Barbara Streisand.
Okay.
Scooby.
Oh, sorry.
Scooby, Scooby-Doo. Show, oh, Scooby. Show me your boobies.
Oh.
Scoob. How about some lube?
This is dark.
All right, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No,
right,
that's no good.
That's
and
it.
We don't even know if Scoob is a boy or a girl.
I don't want to hear the next verse.
Thank you very much. Scoob, appreciate that. You know, that's it. That's all I needed. I just needed something to feel good about the show and feel good about moving forward. But getting back to the whole thing with baseball, last night was a feast and famine. It was delightful for the Little League, and then we got home and we actually got tears because the Red Sox lost the game last night. It's the ups and downs of sports, the nature of the game, where you win some, you lose one, you lose some. That's the way it goes. Game 3 tonight of the wild card series against the evil, horrible, nasty New York Yankees, and hopefully my son won't cry tonight.
Playing in New York or Boston tonight?
All three games are in New York.
Okay. So
they were the higher seeded wild card team, so they are playing them in New York. All three games they played there too, and tonight's the deciding game.
So they're probably thrown off by the electronic scoreboard.
Why do they call it the rubber game, Rob? Do you know that? Do you know why they call it
the rubber match? It's just what it's even so back as far as the Book of Hoyle. The rubber match is the break a tie match. I don't know why
they don't even they don't even use during the game rubber balls and liquor.
Well, it says that it is a term that originated from the 16th century, where rubber was a noun for tiebreaker.
Oh, okay. So it's the rubber game. We'll see what happens with the rubber game.
And also, Mike, milk, lemonade.
Around the corner, fudge is made.
Exactly.
And by the way, I did have to exert a little discipline last night. I can read lips, Rob, and my son had a trouble with one particular batter in the inning he pitched, and I read his lips, and as he was walking off the mound, and I'm like, that is not acceptable. I said to him, there are parents there, come on.
And you're supposed to do those words into your glove.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Where you just like.
Right.
Exactly. It was the big one then.
Now I'm saying with an H, so that doesn't have to be black.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying.
Other hookers. Other hooker. Hooker you. Who gives a hook?
And really, Josh, this is how we make our living.
Hook off, Rob. Hooking cable.
Mike, I'm just going to ask
cable
you.
Connection.
Yeah.
On the bonus show this week, please don't make a prediction for the Red Sox. Just leave it be. Not like last week.
That'd be a good idea.
Now you've kind of like almost motivated me to do it again.
No, I'm saying let's not do that.
It's fun.
For your own sanity.
Make a prediction about the Giants. You know, you've got your Jackson guy.
I think they're gonna lose tonight. They've got a rookie going who's really untested in on the big stage. And the Yankees are at home. They're going to be going out of their minds because the best thing you can do with the Yankees is give them a little momentum. And I think that's what's going to happen. But
I've got a suggestion for your Red Sox.
Yes, go ahead.
Walk Aaron Judge.
Yes.
I don't care what the situation is.
Yes.
Just walk him all day, all night.
Hello. Thank you. But they've been such pitcher's duels, Josh. You know what I mean? It's like every runner count. I agree with you. I'm with you 1,000%. I get it. That's the way it goes. All right. We got big show. Big, big show, including a church scam coming up after the news today. And the one, the only, Mr. Nicholas Diamond will be joining us.
His first visit of the year. I wonder what's kept him.
Yes, that's right. Does he want to come up in the next segment or in the third segment, Rob Spiewak? Where does he want to be?
Let's do him in the third segment.
Third segment, we will be talking to NFL football with Nicky Diamond. But this episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. We all make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this football season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. It's also a lot of fun. Sports are better when you're invested. For example, you can root for Saquon Barkley to have more or less than one rushing TD, or Joe Burrow with more or less than 2.5 passing TDs. Fun. I love it. And just like Charlie Sheen, I'm winning. Prize Picks is the only app that offers stacks, meaning you can pick the same player up to 3 times in the same lineup. So if you want to pick more on Josh Allen's pass yards, rush yards, and touchdowns, you can pick all of them in the same lineup, only on Prize Picks. You can even follow other Prize Picks players directly on the app and copy their lineups in one click, whether it's a friend, a celebrity partner, or just someone whose picks you like. Hit the follow button and check out every lineup they create in the new feed tab on Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code TMOS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TMOS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. As the weather cools down and we spend more evenings indoors, your home should feel like a sanctuary. Avocado helps you create a natural oasis with organic mattresses, cozy pillows, soft bedding, and thoughtfully designed furniture. Avocado products are carefully constructed with premium materials that are better for you and the planet. Certified organic mattresses, pillows, bedding, and sustainably sourced wood furniture make it easy to transform your home into a restorative retreat. Avocado uses premium materials and expert craftsmanship, so their products are designed to last. They deliver lasting comfort and better value over time. Better materials and thoughtful design lead to better, deeper sleep. And quality rest impacts every part of your life. Invest in your comfort. Every product is thoughtfully made with the planet in mind, so you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you bring into your home. Plus, they offer easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase easy. Avocado, dream of better. It's better for you and better for the planet. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis. First, I want to talk about nausea.
Ugh.
N-A-U-S-E-A, nausea, or nausea in certain countries. Nausea, meet your arch enemy. It's Relief Band. It's the original anti-nausea wristband. Clinically proven, drug-free, doctor-recommended. It stops nausea from motion sickness, migraines, anxiety, hangovers, morning sickness, chemo, and more. All you do is strap it onto your wrist, you adjust the intensity, and you feel the relief kick in. I'm not a scientist. I don't know how it works, but it works. Zero side effects. The new Premier Plus Relief Band model goes even further with smart skin sensing.
What's that? That is smart.
I do a lot of commercials on
you
this
do.
Show.
You do.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Every day. Every day.
With smart skin sexing technology. No, I'm sorry. It's smart skin sensing technology. That's what it is, moron. Digital clock, they got that too. And next level nausea control. Please trust me, it works. I've done it. I've gone out on the boat when it's rocking and rolling out there on the Gulf of Mexico or the Gulf of America, whatever your politics are. I will say that It really does work. I love it. Relief
Band. You missed it when you were on that thrill ride. You needed it on that thrill ride.
Yeah. I mean, it just, you know, I'm not sure, you know, I might have had to wear three of them. You know, not around my wrist, but around other body parts, too. Relief Band isn't magic. It's science. Hospital developed, doctor backed, life changing. So if you want to cure your nausea problem fast, join the hundreds of thousands of people who are nausea free with Relief Band. Right now, there's an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Mara Show listeners. If you go to ReliefBand.com and use our promo code TMOS, you receive 20% off plus free shipping. So head to ReliefBand.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping, people.
I love the free shipping.
I do, too. Comes to your house and you pay nothing.
That's right. And then you unbox it, Mike.
Nothing. And the unboxing's the fun part,
that's
too.
That's the best part of the day.
It's day two of the government shutdown, and no one knows how long it could last. But it's not stopping people from offering up their best guess. Congress is off for Yom Kippur, so it's not ending today. Someone polled over 3,000 Americans, and despite what some insiders are saying, most Americans don't think it will last very long. Over half of us think the government will open back up before the end of October. That includes one in six who say by the end of the week. The most common answer was a week or two. Only 9% think it'll last more than a month. 36% say they have no clue and wouldn't even venture a guess. And a lot of news floating around this that perhaps they are using this opportunity from the White House to lay off more and streamline the government more, which is scary for people.
Do you have a guess as to when it's going to be over? Do you have a prediction?
I think it's over right now. Right now. Oh, right hold now. On a second.
Oh,
hold
a
on. Joseph Zora McBride. All right. What do you have for me today?
Mike, hold on. So I have to hit his super chat music.
Super chat music, super chat music, super
right.
chat music.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what we have for Mike to sing. Can you possibly sing That's Life by Frank Sinatra?
Okay. To go with the regular intro?
Yeah.
Right. I wish I could put reverb on my voice. McBride!
That's life!
You're my biggest fan! I love your style. Open up a can. You're helping me do my show. Joseph Zora McBride, here we go. Thank you. I didn't get to the part where...
That was my favorite one yet.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that actually, you know, that matched up. I mean, it's yeah. just a shot in the dark here. Let's mm-hmm. move on with the news, please. A new report on bans in U.S. schools, book bans specifically,
okay.
finds... This surprised the hell out of me. Stephen King is the author most likely to be censored, and the country is divided between states actively restricting works and those attempting to eliminate bans. Here in Florida, we have a lot of book bans.
Yeah.
PEN America, I'm not familiar with that organization, but they have put something out called Banned in the USA. It was released Wednesday. It tracks more than 6,800 instances of books being temporarily or permanently pulled for the 2024-2025 school year. The new number is down from more than 10,000 in 23-24, but still far above the levels of a few years ago when Penn didn't even see the need to compile a report. So they're banned books.
I'm sure you are in the same boat as me. I love book banning. I think it's great because it really allows you to focus what education should be, and you can choose right. what people can see. And I'm not just for banning books in schools. I want to ban books everywhere.
I am, of course, you know, on the opposite side of this.
Yeah.
Where, you know, and I'm a one book person. Okay. I'm a single book operator.
There's only one book you operate with?
Single issue book, man. That's what I am, Rob. That's
what
why I'm going.
What book is that?
Well, I travel the state. I travel the state going from school to school and trying to get them to add the Herod experiment back. Back to the list of books.
Josh, can you tell me a little bit about the Herod experiment, please?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was followed by The Herod Summer. There was a sequel.
I could follow Stephen King. That's about it.
Okay. Stephen King, not sure why they're there. He's got some dirty words and all that. This is a lady I grew up with. I remember this very well. Jane Goodall. I don't know if she's been a household name as much as she was during my era.
She was in The Herod experiment, wasn't she?
Stop it. She's the intellectual, soft-spoken conservationist, renowned for her groundbreaking immersive chimpanzee field research in which she documented the primate's distinct personalities, and she was all over the place. National Geographic did specials on her. She pioneered the research that showed these chimps use tools. She was 91. When she passed, the environmental advocate became a beloved household name. She transcended generations through her appearances in documentaries and on television, as well as her travels to address packed auditoriums around the world. And I don't know if we really knew the danger level that she may have been in. We thought back then, at least when I was growing up, of chimpanzees being these kind of human-like creatures, and it was only down the road, I think, Rob, when they were kept in captivity, that we found out they can, cause horrible injuries and do some damage.
Great that Jane Goodall did so much great work and lived so long and managed to keep her face.
Yeah, because I mean they're horrible. They go for the vital areas like the eyes and the genitalia. That's what they go for.
I don't know if Josh has ever heard this story about you at shooting the commercial with a chimpanzee.
I'm doing back in the day for WAVA, the morning show, the morning zoo. We're giving away $10,000, and we have to work with a chimpanzee. And it's probably the middle of the day, and we called the place. It was called Film House in Nashville, Tennessee, where we shot these commercials. But the nickname we gave it was Food House. They catered breakfast. They catered lunch, and they catered dinner.
The way you described it is that by the time they were clearing away the breakfast stuff, the lunch stuff was coming in, so there was never a time when there was not a glorious buffet waiting for you.
And it was craziness, and the chimp got real excited when you would raise your voice. And my line in the commercial, with the chimp's giant chimpanzee arm around with its hand right on my Adam's apple, the fingers of the chimp. And by the end of the day, I had a tiny little welt where the chimp had done, because every time I said, your chance to win $10,000, and the chimp would grip my throat every time. So the first, there was only once where it got really bad where I said, your chance to win $10,000. Okay. And, I had no idea they were that dangerous. I would have been terrified to work with a chimp if I'd known.
Yeah. Scary stuff.
It was scary. It was, she was something else. And I grew up watching her work on the National Geographic specials. Congrats to America's fast food chains. This is big news.
Love it. Love it.
Those annoying AI bots you added to the drive-thru are really crushing it. InTouch Insight released its annual drive-thru study, and despite AI's help, America's drive-thrus got a little slower this year.
All right.
Yeah.
That's great. I love it.
The average is now 5 minutes 35 seconds. That's up 9 seconds from last year.
We're still a fat country. I don't understand this.
No, but the 9 cents makes sense, because when you pull in, it's the AI voice saying, hey, are you going to use the app today?
Oh, and then God,
you wait,
I hate it.
Three beats until a human answers.
And then 9 seconds. Yeah, you'll say, would you like to use our app today? No, I wouldn't.
Exactly. There's 9 seconds.
Of the fast food places they looked at, Taco Bell was the fastest at 4 minutes and 16 seconds. It makes sense. They've got 6 total ingredients. KFC brings up the second place spot with 4 minutes and 21 seconds.
That surprises me, because they have to keep that chicken moving. That takes a long time to cook the chicken.
Tim Hortons next. Tim Hortons, which we haven't talked about in a long time.
The only good food I found in Canada.
Oh, what? Really?
Yes.
Oh, come on. You didn't go to the right spot. Oh, stop it. You didn't go to the right spots.
I like Tim Horton.
Tim Horton is great. Great stuff. I'm a big fan. And Arby's, now with snouts, 4 minutes and 32 seconds.
Mike, 4 minutes in line at Arby's is just enough time to realize you're making a mistake and to leave the line.
This is a no-brainer. Who do you think was the slowest?
Popeyes.
Chick-fil-A.
Really? And they pride themselves on their
stuff. They're slowest with their dog and pony show. They're BS the systems that don't work. 7 minutes and 6 seconds.
Boo!
They suck. Anyway,
it's my pleasure to serve you.
Let me see. Drive-thrus with AI also only got 83% of orders right. People also had to repeat their order about a third of the time. There you go. Way
you know,
to go, America.
It's not very often that they get the order wrong, but when they do, it's discouraging.
Yeah, especially when you're halfway down the highway.
Exactly. It's not like you can return it, and all of a sudden they've loaded like mayonnaise and jalapenos on your burger. You don't want that.
It's a drag. It's a drag. Do better, fast food people.
Please.
It's been 20 years since Everybody Loves Raymond went off the air, and we're finally getting a reunion special. They're calling it a 30th anniversary special, although the show premiered in September of 1996.
It'll be 90 minutes long, Raymond. It'll be on CBS.
It airs on November 24th. Ray Romano and creator Phil Rosenthal will host. Is that the feed, Phil?
Yeah, I can't wait to miss this.
Brad Garrett, Patricia Heaton, Monica Horan, Sweeten, and Sullivan Sweeten.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the show. The Sweetens were a real-life brother and sister who played Ray's kids. Were they even featured on any of the episodes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they weren't focused on like it was a kid's sitcom, but they were there. Right, there was the twins and the daughter, and one of the twins, I think, committed suicide in real life.
Wow.
Well, I thought it just said they were both going to be there.
There was twin boys and a daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The special will include a tribute to Doris Roberts. I'm sorry.
Mike, have you prepared your tribute to Doris Roberts?
Our parents are dead, Raymond. Both of our parents are dead as doornails. They are both worm food, Raymond.
It was truly a great show when it was on.
Yeah.
But
it's all right.
I don't have any desire to revisit it.
It was one of the Sweeten boys that killed himself.
Okay. All right. So I was right.
You were correct. I don't know how he's going to be there.
Oh, thanks, Josh.
Yeah. Just correcting Rob.
That's very helpful with that. I appreciate that.
No, there's still a Sweeten boy alive.
All right, let's just move on. Can we just move on, please, for Christ's sake?
Please, Mike.
Finally today, the Florida I didn't put the death of the kid in the news. The Florida Highway Patrol spotted a Toyota Camry and a motorcycle stopped side by side at a traffic light at 3 a.m. You know nothing's going to go
that
time. They started racing at speeds well over 100 miles per hour. The motorcycle hit more than 140, while the Camry was clocked at 124. Troopers later stopped the Camry and the 24-year-old driver, David Stone. He claimed he was speeding. Well, that's a good name for him. David Stone claimed that he was speeding because he had to use the bathroom. Well, that was just a line. He passed multiple gas stations in a blur while he was racing. He was charged with driving without a license, excessive speed, and racing. Police are still looking for the driver of the motorcycle and gave me a new idea for a slogan for Florida. Here we go. Florida, no matter how shitty your car is, you can break the law in it. There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Nicky Diamond will be here to talk a little football and to update us on his... You know, his life, it seems to be getting better. So
I look forward to that.
Yeah, it's been a while, everybody. This episode is powered by Incogni, your personal data's bodyguard. Here's the deal, Wade. Data brokers scoop up your info. They get your names, your addresses, even your social security number. They sell it. They just sell it on the open market
to
whoever's paying. Scammers, spammers, creepy marketers, you name it. That's why your phone won't stop ringing. Your inbox is a mess, and identity theft is always lurking. Data breaches jumped 72% in 2023 from the previous year. Incogni fights back. They automatically wipe your data from over 230 brokers. They keep monitoring it, and they push back when brokers resist. You stay off their lists, period. With four flexible plans, their protection always fits you and your family, and you're covered by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Bottom line, you're a bottom line guy, huh? If your data is out there, you need Incogni. It's incognito. Use code TMOS at incogni.com/TMOS to get an exclusive 60% off an annual Incogni plan. Incogni.com/TMOS. That's incogni.com/TMOS. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Time to talk a little gridiron. There he is, all the way from the entertainment mecca of Pahrump, Nevada. We bring you the man, the legend. You know him as Nicky Diamond. You are looking fit as a fiddle, sir. How are you?
You are looking live. How are you doing? I am well. I'm very well, Mr. Mike, Mr. Spurlock, a new guy still in the house. Who thought you'd last this long?
Busy turning down your mic.
Yes, just busy turning down the microphone. There you are.
Turn down for what? That's what the kids say.
It that appears, very you know, we've had you on for a long enough period of time where I can actually know whether or not you appear to be in the same development, at least, the same complex with the same paint scheme that you have been for multiple years. Are you still in the condo?
Well, this is my de facto studio, but technically now I'm a bit of a vagabond, a free spirit.
You do not have a current residence?
No, it's that's one way of putting it. I like to look at it as every night's an adventure. So
that's why nothing's
on the walls.
Nicky, right. I had no idea. How are you handling that?
Well, I had a good run, I thought, at the Pahrump Valley Auto Mall. Mm-hmm. Selling cars, but
you were doing well. You were kicking ass.
Thought so. Now you can. This is a weird little quirk, but you can test drive a car, but apparently you can't sleep in one for 3 months. So who knew? Tomato, tomato, Jim Amato.
Didn't you do that Kia special? Didn't you create that? Wasn't that one of your?
Yes. Yeah. Honda Kia. Yes, yes. The seven crazy nights. Amazing. Yes.
I thought that
selling was... like hot. Insert Jewish food reference.
Latkes, maybe.
I thought you killed it with that. That you were doing fantastic.
I thought so too. But you know what? You can't please everybody, or in this case, anyone that worked there. But it's okay. But I have gone through a grueling training session. I have a new career. One of the fastest rising careers there is. A industry that's well respected. Industry that we all, I believe, can gain from. I am now in the timeshare business.
Oh, wow. That's
so great.
A well-respected business.
So I know that you will make money, but also it provides so much to so many.
Oh, yes. So much to so many. And speaking of that, I know, Mike, you and Carla, maybe you want to get away, have a little romantic...
Not right now, Nicky, please. No, not right now. We don't have time for it. I'm sorry. We don't have time right now for that. Can I ask you a question?
Toledo, Ohio. I have a timeshare available overlooking a man-made lake. Spurlock, perhaps you'd like...
It sounds pretty good.
Old Town Manassas.
Nicky, are you providing people with any kind of hook? Usually it's a free stay that people come out to tour the facility. They get to come out. Toledo doesn't strike me as a real...
Well, it's a hidden gem. It's they call it it's the Waikiki of the Midwest.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Their phrase is, we're the 12th best city and the 43rd best state in the U.S.
Well, we need to get to the football because we will have to deal with your personal hygiene that you are maintaining.
The football. Some people skip through this part of the show because they don't like football. Those people also don't watch Ted Lasso, because they don't like soccer. Yes, those people morons.
You're damn right.
And that's who I want in my timeshare room. I want idiots. Yes.
Oh, because
we all know.
It's a timeshare room. It's just one room.
It's a room. A room without a view. Insert any dark reference you can.
There you go.
Hot latkes. That's the reference. Yes.
A lot of inserting today.
We definitely insert. That's the thing of the time show. It's inserts itself at you and you can never get out. That's
all right, Nicky. Yes. Another big weekend in the NFL. It's been an interesting season so far.
Week 5, field alive. All right. When in doubt, rhyme. That's what I learned from Mama.
Yes.
Mama Diamond. Yes.
She was a great cook.
She loved to cook, rhyme, and alliterate. Great woman. I miss her dearly.
Mama Diamond.
She's still alive, but I miss her.
We all miss her, I think.
We do miss her. Yeah.
Wonderful. What a lady.
Wonderful. Not off the rails.
Good
You're
woman.
Saying to yourself, It's good okay one. That he's still drunk because it's 6 a.m. his time. Wait, that's still not okay. That still doesn't make it right.
Good woman.
Doesn't yeah. make it right. Good Mama woman. Diamond, the old MD, the patriarch. Yes.
Matriarch, sorry.
Yes. The oh, hey, I don't that's see okay. gender. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you.
Let's
thank
start
you.
With tonight, the Niners, the Rams, and NFC West battle. Rams favored by 8.5, but the Niners always play them close. They always have injuries, too. Who's their team doctor? Kevorkian? Get it?
That's funny.
Dr. Quinn, medicine chick. I don't know that show. Sorry, wow. I didn't mean to respect you.
I love Quinn, it when you've had person. A night. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
I've had a decade, my friend. Here it is. You ever have a bad decade, Mike?
Yes, so. I have, Nikki. You can count on that. Absolutely.
You know what? The Rams win 23-17, but the Niners cover Puka Nacua, 43 catches, tied for the most all-time through four games. He adds another seven tonight. Let's go, Puka Nacua. That's a Mama Diamond for you. That was a rhyme. Call back, new guy. All right. New. Speaking of new guys, it's your rookie to look out for this week in fantasy. That's for you, Joshua. New guy. Tyler Warren, rookie tight end out of Penn State. Colts, good start to the year. Not at a TD yet. He will get that, his first TD end of his career this week against the Raiders. New guy, Tyler Warren. New guy, TD. Penn State rookie tight end. That's for you, Joshua. I want to make you feel welcome.
Joshua.
So we can thank you.
Act like you're part of the team.
Joshua.
Anyway.
Joshua. I like Joshua.
Ah, Joshua. Yes, you're not in trouble with me because you can never do me wrong, my friend. Yes. All right, let's go. Hey, Jaden Daniels is back.
Yes.
Go to the Chargers. That huge Chargers fan base of 19 people will not keep the Commanders down. They bounce back. They're on a good run of win, lose, win, lose. This is the win week. Get in with 3-2. Let's go to Sunday Night Football. The Patriots. Yay. All right. At the Bills. What a great game. Bills roll, baby. Pats, no chance against the Bills. And Monday night, we finally get to see the Chiefs in primetime. Wait, we've seen them every single week for 9 straight years. At the Jaguars. Yes. They like to say Duval. Do you know they do that there, Mike? Because that's the county they're in. Duval.
Duval.
Well, you're due to lose, okay? That wasn't that clever. But anyway, but it's true. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs go into Jacksonville in front of 75,000 sort of halfway into it fans from Jacksonville because let's be honest, your city does not matter. It doesn't. You could just disappear and nothing would change. The world would just keep going. It wouldn't even make the news. It would be like a little blurb. It would be like whatever. It wouldn't be trending. You're Jacksonville. It's nothing. It's nothing. Sure. I'm sorry, Mac Burks, a friend of mine of the show, lives in Jacksonville. Do better. Anyway, the Chiefs go into Jacksonville. They went outright 30-23. They will light them up. A new guy, good to see you again. You made it. You made it 2-3 years, 3 years. Who saw that coming? No one. New guy. I don't know how to get out of this. Do I do it? Do I X out? Do I
bye, Nikki? Bye.
And he's gone.
There he goes. New guy.
New
Joshua.
Guy. Joshua,
I like
the new guy.
It's
and
nice.
I can't believe
sure
we've never
Duval down here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe we've never discussed Nikki's mother.
Yes, Mama Diamond.
Mama.
That was it's always something exciting and new, and I'm very sorry for his homelessness. That's unfortunate.
It doesn't bother me that much.
I know it doesn't. It never does, but that's good stuff. And no reference to my my beloved Giants that I haven't thought about this weekend.
It's so true.
Yeah, anyway, we've got a spy report for Leesburg coming up, ladies and gentlemen. But first, Naked Wines is the sponsor of today's show, Graham. Naked Wines is a wine club that directly connects you to the best independent winemakers so you can get world-class wine delivered straight to your door. Use our code TMOS for the code and password at nakedwines.com and get $100 off your first order. That's 6 bottles for just $39.99. How do they do it?
How?
It's very simple. The Naked People bring you amazing wine straight from the winery at up to 60% less than what you would pay in a store without skimping on quality. It's plain and simple. The wine from Naked Wines is amazing. I have had it multiple bottles. One right before the show today. You've seen me drink it on the show. And I opened a bottle last Sunday. It is just the best. Every bottle better than the last one. Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS. Click enter voucher and put in the code TMOS for the code and the password to get $100 off your first order. That's 6 bottles for only $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off your first 6 bottles at nakedwines.com/TMOS. And use the code and password TMOS for 6 bottles of wine for $39.99. Ladies and gentlemen, and we thank you. How are things in your hamlet of Leesburg, Virginia, Rob? Pretty exciting news is that Rob's going to get a new cable company out to his house.
Yes, exactly. Mike, as you know, Leesburg is a suburb of Washington, D.C., and maybe the most suburban suburb you've ever seen.
I mean, it doesn't get much more suburban than that.
But that doesn't mean exciting things aren't happening out here. So that's why I consult the Nextdoor app and find out what's going on right next to my home. Let's start with this. This comes from Shelley Graves, and she's in Selma. Be careful! Exclamation point. We just had a couple guys knock on our door telling us we had 10 shingles missing off our roof, and they said they could inspect it for free. We just had a new roof put on, and last week we had two separate companies that we hired to do an inspection, and they said the installation was done above and beyond what it needed to be. When I told the men that, they said, it must have been a different roof.
Scammers!
So be careful, Leesburg. You don't want to be scammed. Mike, also, it's not just at home. It's abroad and at businesses. Vicky Daly writes, she's in Exeter, you got to watch Giant Food. Not for the first time, I caught them being slick. 50% off of $5 should be $2.50. But first, they jack the price up to $7.99 and then apply the manager's special markdown. I've also noticed that the markdown is sometimes 33%. You don't always get a bargain. Watch out for the manager's special, Mike.
I'm so glad they are dealing with the issues of the day on that forum. It's really, really important.
This is one that really I think is. You will like
Has
a
that
lot.
Forum, did that forum blow up yesterday with so many people home? From their government jobs? Did it get real busy?
It took it off right off the internet, Josh. It was horrible.
Can I share one of mine on my Nextdoor?
Sure, I wish
Can
you
I
would.
Can I share one? Mm-hmm. This one is from, what's the lady's name? I'll just go with Jackie.
Okay.
Jackie writes this. This is a legitimate post that got a lot of blowback. And this is it. All right?
Yeah.
Bad pizza. hold on. All right, hold on a second. I gotta go back.
Before you read it, when I look at Nextdoor.com and I realize that these are the messages that the people are doing, this is the equivalent of 30 years ago walking into like a public place, like a shopping mall, and just yelling this stuff. Because that's what I picture these people having the intellect to spread the word. So what is this lady yelling at the mall?
Bad pizza. This pizza was soggy and I will not return. I've had much better at other locations. It would be really nice if you mentioned the location that you were at, you incredible, abysmal moron.
Oh, they didn't even tell you where is the bad pizza?
No, bad pizza. It's got a header and then soggy and then will not go back. And there it is for all of us to just guess.
Remember, all these people on the Nextdoor website haven't figured out Facebook.
That's true.
It seems to be. Yeah, it seems to be a forum for, it's good. Let's just say it's really good for down here in Florida. It really is.
Mike,
but back to yours. Go ahead.
This story actually reminded me of you. This comes from the state of Virginia. The government actually posted on my Nextdoor. It says, Nutria, it's an animal. Nutria are an invasive species wreaking havoc on Virginia's wetlands.
Hold on a second. You've got Nutria up in Virginia?
That's what they said, yeah.
Aren't they the rats?
They
rodents?
Have been expanding their range, yeah.
And I thought those were down here. Wow.
And so, Mike, the question they ask is, so, was that the invasive nutria, or was it a beloved beaver?
Can we see a picture of a nutria?
I'm pulling on that.
These are very weird-looking, like, rectangular animals. They're not rectangular as much as they're... Well, they're rat-like.
Yeah, they are rat-like. They look like...
Without a tail, right?
They look like the link between a beaver and a rat. But I don't think they have the beaver's tail. Anyway, if you see one, you have to report
it. Nice beaver.
Thank you, Mike. Very good. Mike?
Yes, I'm here.
Someone goes, this is how I picture this. Someone goes into the mall and yells, this is SR from Sterling. Can someone give me a recommendation for an honest dentist?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 4 months ago, my friend went in for a deep cleaning and nothing was mentioned at the time. Now, 4 months later, dentist says my friend has 12 cavities and needs work right away. Second opinion?
Well, okay. Nextdoor is definitely, yes, Josh is right. It's for people that don't really know how to use social media. And it is also for the absolute incredibly lazy that think that it's magically going to solve their problem by just putting up a post. Yes. You know, where can I get good gutters? Well, you incredible moron. Come on.
For every lawn care service, bug pest service to just go in there and market themselves.
Can I, before you go on, can I just enter my latest bitch without going to next door?
Of course.
My doctor's office, I have, I believe on October 7th, they call them wellness checks. I think it's an annual physical.
Yeah.
But I also am getting routine calls, robocalls, robotexts from the doctor's office saying, it's time to schedule your wellness check. And I called 2 weeks ago and spoke to a human being and said, you're sending me these things, but I see that I've got an appointment already scheduled for, I think it's something like the 7th at 2:30 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, come on, get your act together. Oh, yeah, that's right. That does that. The system does that occasionally. Then 3 days goes by and I get it again. So F you and your families, too. If you're doing that.
Yeah.
With my busy schedule, who's to say you're not going to send my blood work out to, you know, Vinny's Hivy House as opposed to, you know, sending it to the right spot?
You know, I one time had a doctor that would consistently, two or three times a year, leave me a message on my phone reminding me of an appointment for someone else. And I finally said, I can't go to a doctor's office that's that disorganized.
No, they're disorganized, and it sucks. It sucks. Good luck, but I'm putting that up on Nextdoor this afternoon, right after I complain about the pizza place without putting its name on the post.
Mike, this comes from LS in Purcellville, Virginia. Forgive me.
Beautiful Mike, town. One of my favorite towns in Virginia, by the
might
way.
Be a strange request. When he starts with that, I'm already in. Might be a strange request, but I'm looking for a large fenced yard or land near Purcellville to throw a ball for my dog. Would be willing to pay per month and use it mostly mornings between 9 and 10 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Now this is, but, Mike, here's the capper. God, Franklin Park dog run didn't work. My dog keeps getting eye infections from the wood chips. Thanks.
Oh, gross. I find, you know, as someone that lives in an area where open space is not abundant, you know, really, the dog, I find the dog park about the grossest thing in the world.
I
cannot stand it. It is a petri dish and nastiness and, you know, especially an over-traveled dog park. There's some people that don't have any choice. If you live in a city and you don't have, you have an apartment and a dog, it's very difficult.
But it's, still the infections.
Well, it's the ones with the fake grass. That are the worst.
That's, I mean, really, you know, you get out of the car and you smell the pee.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Blech. And in my house, you get in the car and you smell the pee.
I don't know which I hate more, pee-smelling dog park or soggy pizza.
Mike?
Or my doctor's office.
This is a very important one. This comes from GH in Sterling, Virginia. Has anyone gone to All About Women OBGYN? Are they good?
Now, let me ask this question. I know that you and you have a very, very good friend, Brad.
Yes.
And Brad and you used to get on forums and create fake posts. An entire segment could be generated if you went online. I'm going to let your brain figure it out because you have that kind of brain, where you post something that will get a rise out of people.
The best one I ever did on Nextdoor is someone put...
you've done it already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the best place to find firewood? And I said, trees are good. And now what happens is normally get, what you get after that is like, not what I was looking for. That's not the spirit of the page. But meanwhile, 17 people have clicked like on it. So,
well. Can you get on like with a post and said, let's see, who stole my car?
Yeah, you can.
And just question mark, question mark, question mark. And then put it on. Yes, Josh, go ahead.
Well, that's what I want to do. Comments are easy. Rob, you need to.
Do an original post?
I want an original post that's going to get feedback.
I know what you could start with. It's something you do on this show all the time.
What's that?
I am so disappointed that they canceled 60 Minutes.
And stole my car.
It stole my car.
And on the stolen car, you need a story where you were picking up pizza and they stole it with the pizza in it and just be focused on the pizza instead of the car.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I will do that. I like the pizza and the car story.
Look for that next week, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited. That'll be fun.
MS from Sterling, Virginia. Got a couple more here. Does anyone have a toilet they don't use? Please, I'll buy it from you. Send me a message. And then he gives his phone number.
Wow. It's strange. It's like, it's not necessarily lazy or elderly. It's just weird.
It
stuff.
Is weird. Yes. Yeah.
Right? Like you might really, if you respond to any of this, you're not, you know, you might be going down a dark hallway and knocking on a door with a serial killer on the other
Don't
side.
Don't put your phone number in there.
No. Unless you really, really want company. Now,
never
here's a
good idea.
Who did not put his number in? CK from Broadlands, Virginia. I don't know if this is the CK we
used
to work
another
with.
Idea as you're doing this right now.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought my. How about you get on and say, I really think I have a funny social security number. What do you think? And then put the number up.
Right.
Look at all the even digits.
Right. I feel like someone has the same number as me.
Yeah. Do any of you?
You?
No, Rob, I think you need to put a post. Hey, I dropped my pliers into my neighbor's yard.
Yeah. Okay. Can anyone help I can me do get that. It? Right. I'm having trouble getting to these stations in Baltimore, and I lost my ratchet. Broadlands, Virginia, Mike.
Yes.
I'm selling a brand new Stag 37-key xylophone. I bought it in 2014, but I never used it. It comes with a percussion bag and various new mallets. Interested?
Is a xylophone what Lionel Hampton played, Rob Spiewak?
I think Lionel played the vibes.
The xylophone vibes. Is that different?
Yeah, I think a vibraphone is wooden.
And you play it on the. I thought a xylophone was the same metal. Kind of thing. You know,
that, very similar. I think it has to do with the notes.
It had
that you're
pedals
hitting.
And stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
yeah. A xylophone can be very simple.
I
Mike,
really, really love the vibes. Yes.
ZF in Sterling, Virginia. Sad.
What's the problem with Z? Is this our last one here?
No, I've got one more after this.
Okay, very good.
It says all caps with an exclamation point. Ceiling cave in. Oh no! But what it is, Mike? It says ceiling caving in. That's it.
That's
we have
the only post?
No. There's the story. That's the headline. Here's the story. We have bad ceiling damage in at least 2 of 3 second floor bedrooms, and we need someone to replace them. Sad face emoji. You see, we recently had our attic gutted and re-insulated by a pest control company, and upon expecting ceiling damage, the company tells us that our old house, 1975, cannot withstand, how about this, can't withstand the weight of the insulation. We're skeptical.
Oh, so this isn't like water. This is actually weight?
Yeah, that actually tore. And what kind of insulation weighs enough that it could do that?
What are they, insulating it with bricks? I don't get it. And really, what kind of structural integrity does the home have in the, you know, it sounds like wood rot to me.
Yes.
They're actually, Mike, they're insulating with bull refuse that they've dried in the sun.
And yes, manure. Delightful manure. Wow.
We're skeptical, but it remains that our ceilings need to be replaced. Any recommendations?
Wow, that's weird. That's okay. Very strange. That's very odd.
And I hold in my hand the last letter. This comes from, oh, she gave her full name, Emma Huttman. She lives in Exeter Hills.
Emma Huttman. Yeah.
I live in the 200 block of North Street Northeast. I had a chicken in my yard for 2 or 3 days. Then it disappeared. Today, I saw it in the yard across the street. It's a chubby red hen. Very pretty. Anyone have any idea who it belongs to?
Oh, my God. You know, God forbid. They're all your Leesburg people that don't knock on doors. That's
exactly.
What it is.
Exactly.
Start interacting, people. Please do.
Whose chicken is this?
God. Just, to, you know, that's where we are now. That's where we are. Nobody wants to have personal contact. We got beautiful video coming up, but first I want to tell you, buddy, are you having trouble shutting your brain off at night? Souls Out of Office gummies are your ticket to calm. Helping you relax. Quiet the noise.
Thank you.
You have more relaxing music. This is terrible music for this commercial.
I guess you're right. Let's see. Is this a little more relaxing for you?
No.
It's saucier.
No, it's
see,
a salsa.
The problem is
it's
lots,
very
lots of our commercial music, we keep them.
You know what I could use for this? Jackie Gleason.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What you'd want.
Yeah, exactly.
Jackie Gleason.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having trouble shutting your brain off, I want to tell you about Souls Out of Office gummies. They are your ticket to calm, helping you relax, quiet the noise, and drift off naturally. With the perfect mix of CBD and THC, they deliver a smooth buzz that melts stress, lifts your mood, and sparks creativity. Choose your vibe from a light 1.5 milligram microdose to the bold new 15 milligram gummy when you want to fully unplug. And when it's deep, restorative sleep you're after, Souls Sleepy Gummies have you covered. Every product
is hemp derived. Delicious. Can you turn it up a little bit? And crafted with wellness in mind. Is this the Gleason?
This is from The Romantic Moods of Jackie Gleason from 1966.
You can actually feel good about feeling good. These things can make your mindset 100% groovy. Nowadays, that's a good thing. A very good thing. Bring on the good vibes and treat yourself to Soul today. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS, for 30% off, ladies and gentlemen. You can thank me later.
I have a question for you, Jackie Gleason, sexy announcer guy.
Yes.
Is the chicken missing from your yard?
Yes, it's across the street now.
Does anyone know who owns this chicken?
I like, there's one chicken line from a movie. Sorry about that.
That's
one chicken line from a movie that I like. It's, what the hell? Cold Mountain, Renee Zegwell. Let's put him in a pot. When she cuts the, she pulls the head up. Oh, no. Oh, we've got another one.
Do
they do that to you on purpose?
Absolutely. I've seen people say they do it to me on purpose.
Greg Rader. Do you have anything? This is a lot. Many tasks for you.
That's fine. I can give you some more. I'll give you some more Gleason here. Something nice.
No,
and
don't worry. Greg Rader, you're playing with Rob Spiewak. Gregory Rader. I don't know what rhymes with Rader. What rhymes with Raiders? Get Gregory Rader. Get ready for your Seder. Happy holidays.
He could invite Bill Hader.
Bill Hader, Gregory Rader, happy Yom Kippur.
And who played, who did Larry the Cable Guy play in Cars?
Who?
Mater.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you. Sorry. Late to the party, but thank you very much. And thank you, Greg Rader. We appreciate it.
All right, let's stop it. For God's sake, Rob, don't be
I know what
an
they're
idiot.
Doing. I know what they're trying to do to you.
And it's charming, isn't it?
I can play this while you focus.
What's that?
Put him in a pot.
Do you have the whole clip? It got chopped off.
I just pulled the 2 second clip.
The 2 second. Let's put him in a pot, and then she marches off.
Put him in a pot.
Yeah. One more time.
Let's put him in a pot.
There she goes. That's great.
Well, Thank you. What? That's like a good teaser because that was beautiful.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Oh, 60.
Yeah, don't forget that. God.
Mike, there's trouble at the schools. Do you remember when they're interviewing in Fargo the young students that go to the high school? And she says, I go to White Bear Lake.
White Bear Lake. I remember that well from Fargo. Absolutely. Yeah.
I feel very unsafe. And they were really hurt by it. I think we'll be having some pretty tough conversations.
Families at White Bear Lake High School are outraged.
I cannot fathom that this happened. How did it happen?
After learning a student enrolled here is actually 22 years old, an adult posing as a child.
My first initial reaction, I wasn't quite sure what to think.
Oh, no.
Because it's like, how does a 22-year-old get into school? It just doesn't seem real.
Authorities say the alleged imposter used fraudulent documents and a false identity to gain admission into the school.
People need to be aware that there is a predator, not only in our neighborhood, but at our children's school.
Yeah. You never know who you're with. And why did this man have access to all these students?
The news is extremely unsettling for families who tell Fox 9 the fake student was on the school's varsity football team.
Oh, no.
They're now demanding the school take steps to strengthen its enrollment screening.
Only he didn't play football.
Man, I mean, I want more. Do you want more from this story? Boy, I just want
I
a deep dive to find
know
out.
Why.
Wow. Yeah.
Is
why,
he a predator,
how,
well. Or did he just want to play high school football?
Yeah. Or does he enjoy hanging out in a locker room?
That's just strange. Just, I mean, why and how and all of that. There's only one way that we're going to get the information. Call Keith Morrison. Get Keith Morrison on the case right now.
Go Bears.
Go Bears. White Bear Lake. Thank
and
you.
Speaking of which, as we get close to wintertime and Bears are starting to hibernate, this is Fat Bear Week.
Okay.
And they chose the, it got down to two fat bears that are going to win the competition this year. And, it's not them.
There we go. Thank you. Yes. Fat bears with their hands on their foreheads.
The Fat Bear Week. Mike, you know who won this year is Chunk.
Really chubby have been winnowed away. We are left with a clash of titans, at least for Brooks River. This is Fat Bear Tuesday, and we conclude another gigantic Fat Bear Week. The two Fat Bear finalists are quintessential examples of success and adaptation and survival in the bear world. Our two finalists in Fat Bear Week, 856 and Chunk, are specimens of success. Chunk used his determination and adaptability to persevere through injury. Despite his broken jaw, he remains one of the biggest and fattest bears at Brooks River, and he used his determination and adaptability to persevere through that injury.
Mike, he literally has a broken jaw.
Did he just go and grab video of bears? Because that is the most convoluted, dipshit way of presenting that.
Well, and he didn't even turn the volume completely off.
No.
So you can hear it in the background.
My God. That made no sense. But the bear, at least we got to look at one real fat bear with a broken jaw.
And a broken paw. An injured paw. So
that's a shame. Okay.
It's hard to get fat with only one paw, Mike. But Chunk did it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's close with this. This surprised me. This was a thing on TikTok, and it just says, what if the Golden Girls went to karaoke?
Where the boys are, someone waits for me. A smiling face, a warm embrace, two arms to hold me tenderly. In the crowd.
If you're wondering, yes, he does sing the whole song. And what threw me off is that, you know, on the show, Bea Arthur never let her beard get that long.
That's right. And on the show also, we didn't realize that guy's a junior at White Bear Lake High School. Bingo bango. There you go.
Go Bears.
We got to get out of here.
That would be this guy.
That's
your 22-year-old student.
Oh, man. That's interesting. Yeah, he's got a creepy vibe. Pretty creepy vibe there. We'll be back with a bonus show. If you have not subscribed, what the hell is wrong with
you? Come on, folks.
We've got a great bonus show, and we're doing that for you on Friday. And we'll be back on Monday with the regular program, everyone.
A little tease of the bonus show?
Yeah, let's see a little tease from the bonus show. Take a look. All right. Yeah, you can give us a tiny bit more. Just a little bit more.
Oh, you know what? Put him in a pot.
Let's put him in a pot. For Josh Schroeker and Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folk.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara bonus show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside the class clown, and I studied him.
Well, that was pleasant. Nice of him to stop by, don't you think?
Sunflower seeds!